This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
As-salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. One of the very few times where I feel very overwhelmed to put a speech together, and that is because of the devastation of the one of the greatest events that's happening in the world right now in the Holy Land of Palestine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate their suffering, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But I pushed myself and said, you know, you have to put the emotions on the side and you have to make logic take over. And that was the exact advice I gave one of my students who came up to me and had very sensitive and crucial questions about what's going on in the Holy Land of Palestine. He had five questions, and I spoke to him and I actually took his consent to actually speak about, you know, the concerns that he had without, you know, or keeping his name anonymous. But I figured that this is crucial for our community to be aware that our children, our youth have questions and have doubts and have concerns about what's going on over there. So it's not only sensitive over there to the people of Palestine, but also it's sensitive to our youth here living in the West. So he had five questions, and hopefully, inshallah, I can cover one of his questions in tonight's khatira, and inshallah ta'ala, I will have a full khutbah on Friday, inshallah, about some of his concerns. The first question he had, he told me that he has a family in Palestine, and it's unfortunate that his house got demolished, got bombed, and he lost family members. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and shower them with mercy, and every single one who passed away during this calamity that's happening in Palestine, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So he said, he had a very, very sensitive question. He said, where is God from everything that's happening? Why Allah doesn't help the people of Palestine? He had that question. That was a concern. He said, where is God from everything that's happening right now? Why Allah does not support those who are getting killed in a daily basis? Where is Allah from the annihilation of the people of Palestine? And it was a tough question. And the danger of this question is actually gets you to go further than this eventually if you have no logical answer. It will actually lead you to a greater thought that we don't want to have. And my answer was, I gave him 3 points. The first point, I told him, how do you define Allah's help and support? How do you define it? He told me, I define it according to what's happening now. Hospitals are getting bombed. People are dying. So I don't see support from Allah. I told him, this is the issue. Because if you think about the current moment, then yes, I will agree with your logic. But it's never about the current moment. When Bilal radiallahu anhu, his meat was cooked in the hot sand of Mecca, and Umayyah was standing right above his head, torturing him, if you look at this current moment, you would never say that Allah has any good plans for the Muslims or Allah has no support for the Muslims, or Allah is not going to help the Muslims. If you look at the moment when Ammar ibn Yasir was tortured to the point that he was forced to insult Allah, and he came to the Prophet and he was crying and he said to the Prophet, I'm in big trouble. And the Prophet ﷺ calmed him down and he told him that you're saying this not voluntarily. You don't believe in what you're saying. So if you in adu fa'ud, if you go back and they force you to say it, just say it. It was really weak state status of the Muslims at that time. It was very weak. And if you look at the current moment, you would never think that there is any help or support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fast forward a little bit, if you look at the Hudaybiyah treaty, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu had the same concern. He looked at the Prophet and he looked at Abu Bakr and he told Abu Bakr, what is this treaty all about? I don't accept this agreement. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's even, you know, it's actually giving Islam izzah. What is that? And he actually was angry. And he told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Alasna ala al-haq? Aren't we with the truth side?" And the Prophet told him, "Yes, we are." And then he said, "Alaysu ala al-batil? Are they in the falsehood side?" And the Prophet said, "Yes, they are." Then he said, "Umar ibn Khattab, then why are we accepting ad-daniyya fi dinina? Why are we being inferior? Where is Allah from this?" And then the Prophet ﷺ calmed him down. Abu Bakr Siddiq calmed him down. They were visionary. They were seeing the full picture. They were not judging only the current moment. And guess what happened after this? Fathu Makkah, the conquest of Mecca. If you were to ask Bilal radiallahu anhu at the moment where he was tortured, where people after 1500 years will be in Dallas, Texas, praying Salat al-Isha and having Khatira and practicing the religion, that Islam will thrive and grow, that Muslims will be almost 2 billion people, they will actually spread La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah around the globe, he wouldn't even be able to process this. Why? Because it's just the moment. You're looking only at the moment, the current moment. If it's a video, and the video started from the torture of Bilal and ends today, and you take the first minute of the video and you judge the entire status according to this first minute, for sure there is no support of Allah and help of Allah if you only take that first minute. But it is beyond this current moment. This is our belief. My belief is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support al-mazlumin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish the transgressors. This is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says in the Quran, لَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. Allah will not change His sunnah. The transgressors will pay for their dhulm, for their injustice. It's a fact. And that led me to the second point. We don't get to mandate Allah's support and Allah's help according to our own terms. We don't get to tell Allah, where is your support now? I want your help now. I want your help on my own terms. No, you don't get to do that. We live in Allah's universe. And Allah is muhit bi kulli shay. That's a belief that we have. That Allah is in full control. And Allah is adil. And Allah is just. Allah is just, and Allah is capable, and Allah is in control. And that's part of our belief, part of our aqidah. So we don't get to mandate that. Rather, we turn the mirror to ourselves, and we say, what are we going to do to help the cause? You see now, it's a shift. Now we're actually flipping the script. We're not thinking about where Allah is from all of what's happening. Rather, what am I doing exactly to help that cause? Because guess what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show a way out. But then it will be about ourselves. Did we do right during this time or not? This is a moment ليميز الله الخبيث من الطيب. Allah filters people during those times. Are you going to be with the side of the transgressors? Even though they're actually, maybe it seems that they're in power and in control? Or you're going to choose the haq even though it seems that it's weak? It's a moment where Allah filters people. So again, we turn the mirror towards ourselves. And the last point I told him, for the victims, for those who lost family members. And I told him, you know, like mathematically, if you add any value to infinity, it will equal what? Where's the math guy is here? Infinity. If you add temporary pain and temporary struggle to eternal joy and happiness and peace and pleasure of Jannatullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will equal infinity. With the first dip of those children that they got murdered during these times, the first dip in Jannah, they will forget about all of the pain and all the struggle and all the crying and all the separation from their parents in the dunya. The first dip, they will forget about all of this. And Allah is adil, so He will actually go, you know, following those who transgressed during this time. They will not get away from this. If it's not from dunya, and that's our part to call them out and to actually speak out and to actually educate ourselves about the cause and about the history of Palestine, then in the akhirah as well. Dunya and akhirah, insha'Allah ta'ala. So that was my short answer to my dear brother, young brother who came up with this question. We had a long discussion, and I wish that inshallah ta'ala I'll be able to deliver part of it during the khutbah. I ask you and I urge you to have those discussions with your children. To sum up everything I said, don't look at the current moment. It's beyond the current moment. Zoom out a little bit and look at the bigger picture. Muslims, where are Muslims at now? Where we were and where we're at? That's number one point. Number two point, don't mandate certain thing on Allah because we live in His universe. Rather, turn the mirror to yourself. Number three, educate yourself and do your part about the, you know, struggle of our dear brothers and sisters in Palestine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their pain, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept those who got murdered in Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And heal and give speedy recovery to those who are injured, Ya Akram al-Akrameen. And bless us with a visit to Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Akram al-Akrameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa jazakum allahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.